Shemayim will stop, the land will stop giving the produce, and you will be sent away from the land that Hashem has given us. You should put all these words on your hearts, on your nefesh, etc., etc., etc. The psukim are familiar. There's sort of a shocking Rashi that Mustama, even in Shnai Mikra, everyone knows Shema, so you read through the Rashis quickly. There's somewhat of a shocking Rashi that's here on the Pasuk that you have here in Source Tet. If you look at Dafka in the back of the sheet, the Ramban, which we'll come back to a little bit later, but at the beginning, the Ramban quotes Rashi, as he often does. And Rashi says, V'samtem ha'divrei ele, af lachar sh'tiglu hayu mitzuyunim b'mitzvot, hanichu tefillin, asu mezuzah, כדי שלא יהיו עליכם חדשים כשתחזרו. וכן הוא אומר, הציבו לך ציונים, לא שון רשי. Rashi says that the pasuk here that says "v'samtem et devarai elam," meaning after Hashem said in the previous pasuk, "Yishamu lachem v'ibadetem ha'aretz," be careful to continue to do mitzvot even in chutz la'aretz. Mezuzah, tefillin, etc. Why? So they're not new. You don't get rusty. It shouldn't be new to you when you come back, Bezrat Hashem, afterwards. After the galut, there'll always be a gula. And the havamina here is mind-boggling. I mean, what's the havamina not to do mitzvah in the chutz la'aretz? You know, the mitzvah atloi ba'aretz, Bezrat Hashem, next year, shnat shmitah, chumot, masrot, etc. But bechlal, meaning, tariag mitzvahs, all 600 mitzvahs in chutz la'aretz, is a havamina. Listen, there's Rashi here, which is according to the Medrash and the Sifrei. There's a Havamina, you went to the mitzvahs. So, the question is, what's the Havamina? Two, the question is, why is it appearing Dafka here? In the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. Now, the Ramban brings Rashi, as we saw. Continuing the Ramban, he says, V'kfar katavti perush ha'inyan, ki mitzvot ha'ile chuvat ha'gufim, v'ndina b'chol makom kimo ba'aretz. We learn in Kiddushin, the mitzvah that are chovat haguf, like tefillin and mezuzah, is not tluyot ba'aretz, and therefore even in chutzot you have to do them. Yeah, he doesn't explain the havamina why, otherwise he's telling us the maskan of why it is that we have to do them. It's mitzvah haguf. And then the Ramban says the following sentence, aval yesh bo b'medrash hazeh sod amok. In this medrash, there's a deep, deep, deep secret. V'kfar ramazti mimenu, I've already hinted towards the secret. Bezrat Hashem, the next 40 minutes or so, what I'd like to try to do is to uncover the secret of the Ramban. The sod, a secret which is also a yesod, it's also a foundation of our belief, is to try to follow the footsteps of the hints, as the Ramban says, Kfar Rimazti. He doesn't say so explicitly, but he hints in a few places around this parish and Chumash. So what is this sod amok that's connected to the Havamina of Bechlal not Minchai v'mitzvos in Chotzarts? So, which will bring us, for starters, to the end of Sefer Bereishit. If you flip back to the front side of the page, the first source, we have the Pesukim here from Parashat Vayechi. And here, Yaakov is speaking with Yosef. And we know that Yaakov wants to ask Yosef, a second in command in Mitzrayim, to go ahead and to bury him ultimately in Eretz Kenan. And in making his pitch to Yosef, he mentions the burial of Yosef's mother, Rachel, Kever Rachel. It says, Yaakov, Ani, Perek Memchet, Pasuk Zayin, Bereshit, you have in source Aleph, Ani, Bevati, Mifadan, Aran, Meita, Alai, Rachel, Ba'aretz, Kenan, Baderech, Ba'od, Kivrat, Eretz, Lavo, Evrata, Vekvara, Sham, Baderech, Efrat, Hu, Beit Lechem. Now, if you think about it, in trying to convince Yosef, why Yosef should bury him, to bury Yaakov in Marat HaMachpelah, it might not be the most strategically wise thing to do, to bring up Kaver Rachel. Because where was Rachel not buried? In Marat HaMachpelah. How many of the other Avot and the Imahot are not buried in Marat HaMachpelah? The big zero, right? So why is he mentioning this here? So all the different mefarshim, and everyone from their own angle, try to explain this psukim here as Yaakov giving some type of explanation, justification, rationalization of why it was that he was not able to, or maybe there's a reason, lechatchila, why not to bury Yosef's mother in Marat HaMachpela, and that Yosef shouldn't hold it against him, and therefore not go ahead and bury Yaakov Avinu in Marat HaMachpela. So we start with Rashi, it's quoted here in the Ramban, in Source Bet. Okay, the Ekparasha. V'yadati sheish b'levecha alai, says Rashi, putting in the words into the mouth of Yaakov, I know that you're holding it against me. You have something against me. You have a taina against me. Aval dalecha shal pia dibur kivarti asham shetehe le'ezra levanea shigleim nebuzdaran v'ayu avrim derech sham yatzta kivra v'kshar rachamim aleihem shenemar kol berama nishmar racham v'vakal banea v'kadosh baruch hu mishiva yishachar lefulatech v'shavu banim legvulam l'shon Rashi is according to the pasuk from Yaakov. Says Yaakov Avinu, I know that you're upset. Why didn't bury Rachel on the Marat HaMachpelah? But you should know, Yosef, that Al Pi HaDibur wasn't my decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anos Al Pi HaDibur. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to bury Rachel Dafka not in Marat HaMachpelah? So that was the plan. She could help out her children in the future. One in the future. So in the time of the Galut from Mavel, Nebuzaradan takes and exiles the Jewish people. They'll pass by her kever and she'll daven. As the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, "Kol b'Ramah nishma Rachel mevakal banea," that the voice is heard in Ramah as Rachel is crying on her children. V'kadosh Baruch Hu mishiva yisachar lepulatech. There is reward for your actions, for your efforts. V'shavu banim legvulam, and the children will in fact end up returning. And for that reason, for Rachel to be able to daven for the Jewish people on their way out into the Golos, right on their way out to Bavel, that's the reason why I buried her dafka there. And parenthetical notes, a little bit tight on time today, so keep it quick, which is a very interesting thing. We know the Ramban visited here at Yisrael. He was the one that originally built the Beit Knesset, that's called Beit Knesset HaRamban, right? Now, the Ramban, in his parish here and in other places, talks about this pasuk called Biramanishma. Anyone know where Ramah is? Ramah, and we know also from Shmuel, stories by Shaul, right? Ramah is in Eretz Binyamin, north of Yerushalayim. The Ramban says Kol b'Ramah nishma means that it's heard in Ramah. That means Kever Rachel's where? In Binyamin. And he actually quotes a pasuk that says he quotes a parish that says the Ramah means Kol b'Ramah, like the word Ram v'nisa. It was like a loud voice that was heard, and it's not the place. But the Ramban says that's not correct. That's not the way to understand the pasuk. Kol b'Ramah nishma means literally in the place of Ramah, and Rachel is buried there in Binyamin, north of Yerushalayim. It makes also sense. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu, on their way to the Galut of Bavel. But in a different place, the Ramban writes, is it true that I originally thought, based on the psukim in the parshanut of Tanakh and explaining my Perush, that Rachel was buried north of Yerushalayim? But now that I've come to Eretz Yisrael and I've seen with my very own eyes, I see where Kever Rachel is, and I see that Kever Rachel is south of Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and Beit Lechem, towards the direction of Hebron. So I was wrong, and it must be that that other pshat was right. Kol b'Ramah nishma means that it was a loud voice. So you see that the Ramban's parish and his chumash is influenced by when he gets here and he sees. Now it's interesting that over the last tens of years, or 100 years, people return here to Eretz Yisrael, and archaeology developed, etc., is that there are archaeologists that believe that Kever Rachel, that we know as Kever Rachel, isn't in fact Kever Rachel. And that the real Kever Rachel is in Eretz Binyamin. And it's interesting that they found tens of years ago a structure of stones that are thousands of years old. And it looks like some type of burial grounds. It's thousands of years old. And the locals in the area call that place, it's been known for centuries, right, as Kabu Bani Israel. What does it mean, Kabu Bani Israel? So it sounds a little bit like Kever Bnei Yisrael. And those that want to claim this place is in Nachal Prat, otherwise known as Wadi Kelt. So anyone's done the Tiul. So that place is known as, those that say that's really the Kever Rachel, which would be consistent with what the Ramban originally thought before it was influenced based on what he saw here. In any case, Kever Rachel, so Kever Rachel, at least from the time of the Ramban, even before, there have been Jews davening and crying there, and even if Rachel Imenu isn't actually buried there, the fact for over 1,000 years that there are Jews crying there at the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that makes it a very holy place in its own right. So it doesn't take anything away from it. But it's interesting to see the Tiachasur of the Ramban based on how he fused the Psukim and how it's influenced by actually being here and seeing things B'Shetach. In any case, that's the sheet of Rashi. And And the Ramban comes and explains a little bit. He says it's a very nice medrash, but there has to be a little hint to it in the psukim that that's what Yaakov's intention was. But maybe that's the intention of the pasuk when it says baderech, meaning the derech in the way that the children and the future generations are going to pass by. Because she didn't die, meaning it's not true that she died by derech. Ki barama, she ir ba'eretz binyamin, v'sham nibkara. She was buried there in the ir binyamin, as we said. Ava b'derech shalatin meita, meaning it says b'derech, because in the future, the place where she's buried is going to be on the road that's going to be on the way out to Bavel. V'katuv lo yifaresh batidot, rak yirmoz behem. Psukim never openly reveal the future, just hints towards them. So that's the parish of Rashi. Okay. After bringing the parish of Rashi, the Ramban gives a second explanation of how to understand what Yaakov was saying to Yosef. Okay, the middle paragraph there in source bet. He says, yes, he was trying to apologize, to rationalize. He sees how much his father Yaakov wants to be buried there, and says, hey, why don't you bury my ima there? The kasher kavar sham et Leah, just like he buried Leah there. He says, it's not so bad. Meaning, what were the choices that I had? Either to bury her there in Ramah, or in Marat Machpelah. But either way, it wouldn't have been in Chutzlar. It wouldn't have been so bad. Kasher tiyeh kfurat Mitzrayim Yaakov. But if you leave me here and don't bury me in Marat Machpelah, I'm going to be buried in Chutzlar. It's much worse. Umeita baderach, b'feta b'tom. It was sudden. It was surprise. V'lo yichol kavra sham. I couldn't arrange, make the necessary funeral arrangements to go bury in Marat Machpelah. Ki echi azov banav v'et mekneu baderach v'elech meirai imal Marat Machpelah. How could I have left everything? I had young children. I had all my possessions. I couldn't have just quickly went over there to Marat Machpelah to bury her. And what else? Vayero fimro fot lechanet ota v'zet hamalai v'af apish Marat Machpelah in rochokami shamra chatziyom. It's true, Marat Machpelah is only a half a day away, says Yaakov. But A, I had little children that I couldn't travel with. B, unlike the situation that I'm in now, right, where you have state-of-the-art equipment, the most developed medicine in the world, you have the Egyptian doctors here to mummify me, and therefore, I don't have to be buried today. Then I didn't have all that equipment. I had to bury her right there and then. And therefore, I don't have the same opportunities as you do. And he says, that's what it means, made to a lie, on me alone. I didn't have assistance. Hayah Yaakov kaved ma'ob b'mekneh gadol v'nei bayit v'lo yigiyu sham rak v'yamim ravim. You know, it's a half a day, it would have taken them many days. And the corpse would have begun to decompose, and it's not covered a mate. V'chein nasa b'derech hu yamim ravim abo el aviv. It took him many years till he got there, v'lo shel nashim l'olam b'nei kavod. That's the explanation of why his situation is a different situation than Rachel's situation. And therefore he says, Yosef, listen, you have the ability to mummify me. It doesn't have to be done right now. You have people to look after. You're second in command. You have the abilities. If you don't bury Marat Machpelah, it's going to be buried in Mitzrayim, which is much worse than Rachel, who was anyways buried in Eretz Yisrael. And then comes the Ramban with a third explanation, his maskana, which is relevant to the topic that we're discussing this afternoon. Says the Ramban in the last three lines of source bet, Vani Savur Shayu Eila Divrei Hitnatzlut. It was an apology. Vigam Yosef Yodea Shemeta Baderech Nikbara Baretz. Yosef also knows. Everything Yaakov is telling Yosef also knows. He knows the reality. He knows that Yosef, his father, didn't have any bad intentions. Vichavoda Salamavata. Yaakov did a lot of kavod to Rachel when she died. Avala Kavana. He says, what's the real reason? Says the Ramban. You want to know the real reason? Without all the apologies and explanations and rationalizations. Tachlis. Why did Yaakov not bury Rachel in Marat HaMachpelah? Aval HaChavana LiYaakov Shelo Elich Ota LeMarah Kedei Shelo Yikvor Sham Shtei Achayot Ki Yavosh Me'avotav. Says the real reason he doesn't bury Rachel in Marat HaMachpelah is that he shouldn't be embarrassed in front of his fathers. Who's there in Marat HaMachpelah when he goes to bury Rachel? Yitzchak. Avinu and Avinu. He'd be embarrassed. Why would he be embarrassed? Because he'd be marrying two wives of his, which are sisters. What a bush and a cherpa. I'm married to two sisters and I'm buried two wives, two sisters in front of Avinu. It's like I can't imagine doing such a thing. Leah married first, therefore was mutter. V'Rachel b'avatoota b'neder asher nadar l'alakach. The only reason Yaakov marries Rachel is because he already made the nether previously, therefore he who wants to be honest on his nether, come good on his nether, so he marries her as well. But to go ahead and to bring her to Marach Baila in front of Abba Saba, look, Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov, you know, here are my two wives, sisters, a Busha and a Chepa, and therefore he has no choice but not to bury Rachel Imenu. He has no choice but not to bury Rachel Imenu in Marat Machpela. Now, in many ways, this raises more questions than it gives us an answer. Meaning, for starters, if it's a busha for Yaakov Avinu to bury Rachel and Leah in Marat Machpela in front of Yitzhak Avinu and Avram Avinu, so why did he marry them in the first place? Meaning, if it's kosher, then go bury them there, Marach Baila. And if it's treif, so the only problem is that you're going to be embarrassed at the time they die to bury them in Marach Baila, so don't marry them. Question number one. Which leads us to another question, which is whether or not the Avos kept the Tarek Mitzos. Did the Avos keep Torah Mitzos? Now, peep shot, there's no reason to say yes. The Torah they only received in the Har Sinai. There's no reason to say yes. And for Bnei Noach, Ben Noach's allowed to marry two sisters. On the other hand, according to Chazal, they were Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And if they were Shomer Torah Mitzvos, the first question is back in its place. If it's a problem, so why does Yaakov marry Rachel and Leah together? Okay. So let's move on to Source Gimel. There's some more sheets if you want here. Let's move on to Source Gimel. Here we're dealing with Yitzhak Avinu, Parsha Toldot. Right? There's a Rav in the land just like there was in the time of Amram Avinu. And just like Amram Avinu, what did Amram Avinu do when there was a Rav? He went to Mitzrayim. How do you travel to Mitzrayim? Derech. Eretz Poshtim Ki Karovu, right? So if it's Karov in that direction, it's also Karov in that direction. That's the fastest way to get down to Mitzrayim, along the coast, right? Through Aza. That's where he was. Through Eretz Poshtim, right? And Hashem cuts him off. Hashem says to Yitzhak Avinu, Gur ba'aretz azot ve'yayimcha v'aracha ki lecha lezaracha ten kol arzot ha'el v'akimoti et ha'shua Hashem ishvati l'avram v'icha. You stay here. Your father went to Kotar, it's very nice. You stay here in Eretz Yisrael. I'll take care of you. I'll be mekayim the shvua that I made to Aaron Avinu. Ve'erbeit yetzaracha kochvei ha'shamayim. You'll be fruitful. You'll multiply. Ve'natati lezachat kol arzot ha'el v'tbarachu bezaracha kol goya aretz. You'll have it all here. You have no reason to learn to run to Kotar for parnasa. You'll be able to make a parnasa just here, fine. Why? Says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. In what zchut? Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli. Vayishmor mishmarti mitzvotai chukotai v'torotai. Right? In the zchut of Aaron Avinu that listened to me, that he kept my mishmeret, my gardens, my mitzvot, my chukim, and my Torah. Famous Rashi, that the Ramban once again brings the beginning of its parish and source Dalet. Vayishmor mishmarti, lashon Rashi, v'koli shenisitri. So he listened to me when I tested in the 10 tests. Mishmarti, gzerot l'archaka, kigon shniyot l'arayot, shvut l'shabbat, all the extra gzerot. Mitzvotai, our mitzvot, she'ilu lo nechtevu dinhu, shechtevu kigon gezel v'shvichat damim. Right, the simple mishpatim, things that make sense. Chukotai, right, or chukim. Dvarim sheyitzara v'avodim galilim meshivim aleihem kegon achilat chazir l'vishat shaneis, things that don't have explanations. Yet the goyim ridicule us over things about kashrus, shatnez, she'ein tam b'devar, there's no reason, or there's no reason that we know. El ha-melech gazar, chakoa el avodav, the king decreed, therefore we have to do it. V'torotai, lavi torah shavapeh, halach ha-lemoshim misina. So based on Rashi, what did the Avos keep? The Raisa. The Rabbanan, Torah Shvachtav, Torah Shvapeh, the Gzeros, Mishvatim, Chukim, everything. Everything. Continues the Ramban, right? And brings a whole list of examples in which we find that the Avos didn't keep the mitzvos. And one of them is our question, how Yaakov married multiple sisters. V'yesh L'shol, says the Ramban, skip down a paragraph, V'yesh L'shol, Im kein echi kim Yaakov metzeva. V'nasa shtei chayot, he made a matzeva, which is Aser Doraisa. He married two sisters, Aser Doraita. Kudat Rabbeinu, it's even four sisters, according to Chazal. Right, that Bila and Zilpah were other sisters, daughters of Lavan. V'amram, nasa dodato, married his aunt, Moshe Rabbeinu, kim shtei matzeva. V'heichav shashu nogim heter b'torah, ma'ashasu Avram aviyam. How could it be that they're going to be matter something that Avram was oser? V'kavalo Hashem schar, not just did he do it, but Hashem rewarded him because of it. V'hu yitzaveh b'nava b'toah, harav lechet, as we know the psukim in Lech Lecha. that Avram commits, and Hashem says he chose Avram, excuse me, in Vayera, in Perek Yudchei, Pasuk Yutet, that he chose Avram because Avram is going to pass on to the future generations. Uvi Yaakov Dershu Sheshamar Eta Shabbat, right, by Yaakov, Chazal tell us that he kept Shabbos, V'kivat Chumin, V'efshar Sheyez Zeh B'Shabbat, V'esh Yishkula Kol HaTorah Kula, maybe just because Shabbos, Dafka, is called all the Torah Kula, Shim Yidam, Aseh V'Reshit. But here comes the Ramban with the Big Chiddush. The Ramban says, this connects to the soul, right? We said the secret that he hints to in several places. Here's another one of those places that he hints to the secret. All the Torah Avraham Avinu learned Baruch HaKodesh. V'asak, but he dealt with it. He learned it. B'bekiyas, b'iyim, kol haTorah kula. What about keeping the Torah? V'shamar ota kula k'mi she'enu mitzuva v'ose. He kept all the Torah. She'enu mitzuva v'ose. But what does the Ramban say? When Chazal say that the Avos kept the Torah, she'enu mitzuva v'ose, where do they keep the Torah? V'shmirato ota haya ba'aretz bilvad. Where do they keep the Torah g'mitzvos? Dafke in Eretz Yisrael. V'yakob b'chutz aretz nasa achayot. Where was Yaakov when he married two sisters? In Chotzarts. They didn't keep the mitzvahs in Chotzarts. V'chein Amram. Right, we said, how did Amram marry his aunt? Also Chotzarts. Why? Ke mitzvot mishpat elokei aretzin. Because the mitzvot are connected to Eretz Yisrael. Af al pishus hanu b'chovat haguf b'chol makom. Even though we have a chiyuv in Kedushin, we saw before in the Medrash and the Sifri, the Vadata Meira. Right? Chovat haguf in every place. They've already hinted this hint in a Sifri. And I'll speak a little bit more about it, Bezrat Hashem, etc., in other places as well. Now, anyone that's familiar with the Hashkafa, the Chlal of the Ramban, isn't so surprised. Because we know that the Ramban holds that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is a central one. It's one of the central foundations of all of Torah mitzvahs. Now, the Ramban Shita, is built off of a few Medrashei Chazal, which I want to learn a few of them inside together. But before that, one more idea in the Ramban about the idea of Kfurat Rachel. That's mamish shocking. You flip the page over, the Ramban there, which you referred to, said in Vayikra Yudchet Chafei, and we're talking about why it was that Yaakov couldn't bury Rachel in Marat HaMachpelah because he was married to two sisters. And we said, well, why wasn't he embarrassed in the first place? Said the Ramban, because Lechachil, he married them in Chutzlaretz. Says the Ramban of Vayikra, "V'zoi mitzvat Yaakov Avinu leveitov v'lechol asharim obeshat biyatam la'aretz." When they come into Eretz Yisrael, I see what Elohei Anechar Hashem b'dochem itaru. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Daf when they come to Eretz Yisrael. V'Hashem lo livado nitchanu alilot shemeita Rachel baderech betchilat bo'am aretz. Says it's not just that Yaakov wouldn't bury Rachel in Marat Machpelah, but b'si'at d'shmaya, Kadosh Baruch was pulling the strings in Shemayim to make sure everything's going to happen the way it needs to happen. Where does Rachel die? Where does Rachel die? Dafka on the way into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki b'schuta lo meita b'chotzarts. In Rachel's schut, she doesn't die in chotzarts. She's a big tzaddikas. She deserves to die and be buried in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, u'b'schuto lo yeshe b'aretz. Im shtei achayot. In the schut of Yaakov, you know, he's not going to live in Eretz Yisrael, being over in Israel by being married to two sisters. It's like a person that gets off the plane, lands in a country, he left the country he had come from, and for whatever reason he doesn't have a visa, the country is trying to get into, they don't let him in. So where does he live? Where does he exist? He lives on the border. He's not in the old country, he's not in the new country, he's on the border. Rachel dies in Ben Gurion. She dies on the border. She doesn't die in Chutz Laretz b'schuta. She doesn't die in Eretz Yisrael b'schuto. So Yaakov should never be living with two sisters while he's in Eretz Yisrael. Since she was the one that's Isser, since she was married second. And says the Ramban, when did she get pregnant with Binyamin? While they were still in Chutzart. So when it's 100% mutter. Then Binyamin's buried, born on the border, Mamash Eretz Yisrael. It's Mamash Afloval. That's the Ramban. The centrality of the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the reason that Yaakov cannot bury Rachel, and the reason Rachel dies, is because Yaakov is Mekayim the Mitzvos, but he's only Mekayim the Mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. Why does Yaakov Mekayim the Mitzvos daf in Eretz Yisrael? What are the ramifications thus today? So let's look at some of the foundations in Chazal, based on which the Ramban develops the Shita. The first is the Gemara in Ketuvot and Daf Kuf Yud Amud Bet. Okay, you have in source Vav. Tanu Rabbanan Lo Olam Yedor Adam Be'eretz Yisrael Afilu Be'iru Sheru Be'ovdei Kachavim Ve'al Yedor V'chutz Aretz V'afilu Be'iru Sheru Be'Yisrael. Right? It's a Shaila. Hey, a person learns in Yeshiva for a year or two or three or five, whatever it is, and he leaves Yeshiva. Zrat Hashem, he meets the girl of his dreams, and he's going to get married, and he's going to start a family, and he wants to know where is the best place to go ahead and to raise a family, Torah, and mitzvos, and be Hashem Shammai. And for whatever reason, he only has two options. Option number one is to raise his family in Williamsburg, in Muncie, in Golders Green, with all the Jews. Surrounded by Jews and Batei Medrash. Option number two is to raise his family in Nazareth. Nazareth, a city full of Avodah Zarah. Pasha, right? Now you want to raise children? Yirei Shemayim, Ohavei Hashem, Meirim Et Olam. So what do you choose? It's a Forish Bright. Says the Braita, Lo Olam Yadur Adam Eretz Yisrael. You should always decide to live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city with the majority of Chachavim, and not to live in Chutz Aretz, even if there it's a majority of Jews. Why? Shekol Adam Eretz Yisrael Domek Kemishi Yesh Lo Alaka. Anyone that lives in Eretz Yisrael is like a person who has a God. V'chol Adam Chutz Aretz Domek Kemishi Ein Lo Alaka. A Jew who lives in Chutz Aretz as if he does not have a God. It's the Gemara in Ketuvot and Daf Kuf Yud Amud Bet. I know it sounds like it's like Bnei Akiva propaganda, and it's not really there. So after this year, you can open up your Gemara, you'll see it's really there. It's a Gemara. Now this brightness seems to be extreme even for the Gemara. Shenamar latei lachem et eretz kanan liyo lachem Elohim. That I'm giving you eretz kanan to be for you a God. So it's true that there's a pasuk to back it up, but still. A Jew living in Chutz Aretz is like he doesn't have a God. The Gemara asks, V'chol she'eino da'a ba'aretz eino aloka. That's really true. You're from good Jew in Chutz Aretz. It's like you don't have a God. The Gemara says, no, no, no. Let me clarify. Now, it's not that you don't have a God. It's just, as if you're being obeyed of Avodah Zarah. Also not the best thing to do as a God-fearing Jew, right? The pasuk that David says to Shaul towards the end of Shmuel Aleph, when Shaul's chasing from place to place to place to place, and David has an opportunity to kill Shaul, and he tries to convince Shaul that he has nothing against him, and he yells out across the mountain and says, Shaul, what do you want from my life? What have I done so horrible to you that you're telling me to go ahead and to force me to go ahead and live in Chutz Aretz? If you read there, Pesukim. Shaul never tells David to worship Avodah Zarah. Elo lomar lecha kol adar b'chutz aretz ki ilo oved ovadim chachavim. Brings the raya, the Gemara brings the raya that anyone that lives in Chutz Aretz, it's as if he worships Avodah Zarah. That's one source. Another source is the Sifrei that we saw Rashi quote before, Vavada Tamera. Even though I'm going to exile you from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Aretz, so when you return, there shouldn't be new. Mashal HaMelech, he brings a mashal. A mashal HaMelech shekas al ishto, a king gets angry at the queen, v'chazam v'et avia, he returns her back home, right? He returns to send her. He sends her back to her father's home. But he says to her, Amar la havei mekushete betachshishtayich, kishitechzari lo yalaych chadashim. Make sure that while you're still there in your father's home, that you continue to put on makeup and you continue to make yourself look beautiful and you watch your weight, etc., etc., etc. So that when you get back, all those things, all the royal garb, won't be something that'll be new to you. Says the Nimshal. Kach amar la Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so too Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Bnei Yisrael, b'nai. Hayu mitzvim mitzvot. Make sure that you continue to glorify yourself in mitzvot. Shatem chozrim, that when you return, lo yelechem chadashim. Shemiyahu amar, Yemiyahu lo hitzivi lach tzionim, elo mitzvot shesom tzionim bahem. These are the mitzvot that Klal Yisrael adorn themselves with. And here the Ramban proves his shita that all the mitzvot in Chutz Aretz are practice. Meaning, why is it that we're doing the mitzvot in Chutz Aretz according to the Medrash and the Sifrei? Why are we doing the mitzvot there? Not because there's independent, inherent value in doing mitzvot in Chutz Aretz. but to practice them so that you or your father or your grandfather or your son or your grandson, your great-grandson, meaning wherever the Jewish people are in Chutzlitz, right, however long they're there, keep doing mitzvot so that when Am Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be able to do the mitzvot because that's the real deal. The mitzvot in Chutzlitz are practice, and the man writes that. Again, the ikar of all the mitzvot, of all 613 mitzvot, are for those that are settled here in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it says in the Sifrei, quotes the Ramah, v'yishavtem ba, v'shmatem lasot, you'll conquer the land, you'll settle it, and then you could guard the mitzvot. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, shkula k'neged kol mitzvot b'Torah, says that's another chazal that I heard when I walked in at the end of Rav Targum saying, right, that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is equal to all the rest of the mitzvot in the Torah. But it's more than that. It's not just that if you put them on the scale, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is equal in terms of the points that you get in Shemayim to the other 612. But according to the Ramban, we see that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is a kli, it's a vessel in which you can hold all the rest of the mitzvahs. Right now, we could serve all the fanciest wines in the world, but if you don't have a nice glass, or even an ugly glass, if you don't have a kli to hold the wine, it'll pour over the floor and go to waste. So to all the 612 mitzvahs, if you don't have the kli of Eretz Yisrael, so you're not going to be able to have it. So it could be you have to keep pouring wine in other places also. But it's for practice. It's for practice. Now based on this, we have an answer to the original question that we asked. What do we ask? What's the havamina not to do the mitzvot in Chutz Laretz? The answer is because they're not really doing the mitzvot. There's no real essential value of doing mitzvot in Chutz Laretz. It's just practice. And therefore maybe you'll think, okay, I don't have to practice every day, I can put on tefillin every other day, put it on once a week. I don't have to because my brother's doing it, so it'll get passed on to the next generation. And if it's just practice, maybe there's not to do it. Now, if you think about it, it's exactly parallel to a sheet of the Avos. What did the Ramban say about the Avos? Where did the Avos keep the mitzvos? Dafke in Eretz Yisrael. So if you think about it, the ikar of the mitzvos is to be done where and when. Where in Eretz Yisrael, when? After receiving of the Torah and Har Sinai. One step removed, we do. We practice doing mitzvos after Har Sinai, even in Chutz Laretz. The Avos practice doing mitzvos even before Har Sinai, but only in Eretz Yisrael. Why only in Eretz Yisrael? Because otherwise it would be gzeirah to gzeirah, it would be two steps removed. Meaning to do mitzvos also before Har Sinai, and also in Chutz Laretz, is two steps removed. So the Avos in Eretz Yisrael before Matan Torah, us and Chutz Laretz, even after Matan Torah, we practice. Right? But it's not the real deal. Now the maskana is that you do the mitzvot in Chutz Laretz. But we realize that this is a very, very dangerous idea. Right? Lechor, this wouldn't be a good material for a drasha and a shul in Chutz Laretz. Right? Someone hears this idea, the Ramban says, okay, well, if it's only practice anyway, and it's not really such a big deal, so, okay, so, you know, usually, you know, I'm a Chal Shabbos, but if my team is playing, it's the playoffs, and it's Shabbos, so, you know, yeah, it's practice. I'll practice next week, right? Commit to practice. It's not a game. It's not the real thing. According to the Ramban, that's exactly the point of the Sifrei. The Sifrei that we began with in Source Tet is coming to undermine that Havamina, to undermine those misunderstandings, that they are in the Ramah of Doraisa. Right, look again in the Sifrei. Av shalachash nitgalu, keep doing mitzvos. Don't think. Right? Don't think that now it's just practice, you don't have to do it. No. No. It is, and when we say it's practice, it doesn't mean it's not Doraisa. It's a chiyuv Doraita. Because Hashem wants us to do the mitzvah Chutz Laretz, it makes it a chiyuv Doraita. But what's the reason Hashem wants us to have a mitzvah Doraita in Chutz Laretz? To practice in order to do the mitzvah here. So the Maisa, there's no halacha l'maisa. Meaning, halacha l'maisa, there's no nafkamina. Yes, you're chayev in the mitzvos in Doraisa and Chutz Laretz as you are. But to realize that doing the mitzvos in Chutz Laretz is sug bet. It's class B. It's not the same thing. It's bidyevet. Not just the mitzvah yishuv. Every single mitzvah, once it's not being done in Eretz Yisrael, is a downgrade. I mentioned some guys in the basement before, Rav Nelson. When he goes to Chutz Laretz, comes back, So put on tefillin again. Yeah, he put on tefillin that day. But the mitzvah he did in chutzart isn't the same thing. It was only practice. Now you're here, you have to do the mitzvah. Sorry, mitzvah. Again, it's a brachas levatala. There are questions. But something that there's no suffix. So of course, do every mitzvah that you can. Do every mitzvah that you can. Because this is the real deal. We continue the Ramban there. We read before the first line where he said that it's a sora mok. The kfar amasi menu. We zocher to learn a little bit together. Says the Ramban, why does he warn about them again? We're chayving them after the galut. Because what was the previous pasuk? Right? The previous pasuk was Shamu lachem ivanatem eram, that you're going to be chased away. And then misamtem. And that's where the sifri comes. All other mitzvot that are chovat guf, shechivam b'chom b'chom, you're chayv in every place. B'shniya p'turim b'chutz l'aretz b'chovat ha-karka. Rabbi Patar in mitzvot ha-tchoiz b'aretz, shtrumos ha-maisos. Kach u'nidrash b'sivri, v'chavanat ha-midrash. V'pnei shasamach, what's the intention? Why we ask, why is it dafka here? V'pnei shasamach v'samtem el v'avaratem, since it says v'samatem after v'avaratem. Aval ikar ha-katuv, the ikar is b'aretz, dichtiv, Leman yirbuy mechem yimei b'nechem al ha'adama. To do the mitzvos here on the land, O yamar leman yirbuy mechem, shetashuvu v'tarichu b'yamim la'olam, that you should come and do the mitzvahs here in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. One last source I'd like to look at together is the Ktav HaKabbalah. The Ktav HaKabbalah adds an interesting explanation of Katzenala Mogen. He adds, lived in the 19th century, said it was one of those that dealt with Haskel, the Bible criticism, and v'chule v'chule. And here he quotes the Ramban, and he says, "V'siyem Ramban yesh b'nyan zeh sod amok." It has a deep sod. V'ani b'oni lo zachiti liot manshei sod. Says the Ktav Kabbalah. He says, "I wasn't zocha to be those of the people of the sod of the Kabbalah." Omnam nefkachu einai ma'at kasher stakalti b'divrei Chazal. He says, "My eyes opened up a little bit when I saw the words of Chazal," and then he quotes the Sifrei. Word for word, as we already saw inside. So we skip down three lines after the Ayin Kaf Arkan, and says the Ktav Kabbalah gives an added explanation to the mashal of the queen that gets sent off into exile. Kama gdolim devrei Chazal mashal zeh. Ki odiyunu bazeh godel chiyu of mitzvah atloyot baguf af b'chotzartz. Explain to us the importance of the mitzvah atloyot ba'aretz, even in chotzartz. Kima hu she'isha mechuyev litkashet lechvod ba'ala ha-melech af shimru cheket min beit hovi yoshev b'beit aviyah. Just as the queen has to be makbid to continue to put on her makeup and her jewelry and her garments and her robes and everything, even when she's in her father's home. That if while she's by her father's home, she starts looking like a slob, right? So it takes away from the kavod of her husband, the king. She gives up, that he's never going to take her back. Omnam, the opposite is true. Im gam be'etur chokatit kashet b'tachshiteh kimo b'beit ba'ala. If when she's away in exile in her father's home, she continues to wear the robes of the queen, she continues to put on the jewelry and the crown, etc. Hinehi mer'eh b'zeh godol dvekut avat ha'ilav. She's demonstrating the tremendous love she has towards her husband, the king, with shukatalim tzochein be'enav, and the fact that she wants to find favor in his eyes, lachzira, that she should come back. U'lashuva be'to kimikodem. Says the Ktav Kabbalah, "Kach abikiyum mitzvot chovat aguf." The same thing with keeping the mitzvot in chotzarts. Yireh leinei kol she'ein kan yeush min agula, that there's no yeush from the gula. Aval yeish tikva v'tochelat l'shumei ra, that the fact that we continue to do the mitzvot in chotzarts shows we're showing our husband, the king, Melech Malchei Hamalachim, that we aren't. And he's writing this 150-200 years ago, right? That we're not in yeush, that we haven't given hope, that we believe that the gula is going to happen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back. And therefore, we continue the mitzvahs of chutzarats so that Hashem will, Bezrat Hashem, bring us back, and then we could do the real deal here in Eretz Yisrael. Now, at the time that the Ktav HaKabbalah wrote that, that was a beautiful thing. It's for every single Jew to realize that every single mitzvah he does is an ornament. It's to beautify himself, it's to glorify himself. What the Mekubalim call a lavush for his neshama, he's dressing himself with the mitzvahs of Hashem. Every single mitzvah, every single one. It's another ring, it's another jewel, it's another bracelet, it's another necklace, it's another gown, it's another crown. Every single mitzvah Jew does. And to keep doing them, to show Hashem how much we love him, we love his mitzvah, so we want him to bring us back to the palace. But the truth is, the secret's out. Now Hashem brought us back to the palace. The doors are open. The doors are open. Baruch Hashem, every single person in this room is zochet to mekayim every single day Torah and mitzvos here in Eretz Yisrael. Do you realize what that means? Meaning, you've been putting out tefillin since your bar mitzvah. But it's been practice until this year. You've been shaking a lulav on sukkahs since before your bar mitzvah. But until this year, it's been practice. It's all been practice. Because the real kiyum of Torah mitzvos is here in Eretz Yisrael. That's the truth. What did the Ramban say? Ikar kol ha-mitzvot liyoshvim be'eretz Hashem. Ashreinu matov chokeinu umanaim goralenu. That we have the schut Baruch Hashem to mekayim the Torah mitzvos. To realize every single day you're here. Every single mitzvah you do, it's the real deal. Here in Eretz Yisrael. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zochah, we daven every single day. Not only do we daven, but we also put in our hishtadlus to get the rest of Klal Yisrael to join us here, right? As much as possible, to bring as many Jews that have still not been here to come and to stay as long as they can, which is to stay. And Bezrat Hashem, the Kol Achenu Beit Yisrael should be here, being Mekayim, the Torah mitzvos here in Eretz Yisrael in the fullest way. And once we're doing the mitzvahs here, so then the Torah is being kept in the way that needs to be kept. And Bezrat Hashem, we're zochah to the Gula Shleima, Mehera, Yemeinu Amen.
How do you start to say that?